Another good convention for you all.
Absolutely. I'd have to say this has been one of our best ones, definitely since I've been here. We got a lot of folks. We got great vendors. Our large equipment area is full. There are a lot of people that have had opportunities to learn and come to some of our cattlemen's educational classes, and then also we've had some entertainment. So overall, I'd say it's something that everybody could have learned something, and everybody could have had a good time coming down. So it's been a great week so far, and we look forward to kind of wrapping it up with a great Hereford sale and then continuing the trade show.
You know, when we take a look at the event each and every year, part of your annual meeting, you all had some committee reports, and one of those committee reports is legislative, and I know you spent a lot of time in Atlanta during the legislative session. It sounded like a pretty decent session for agriculture this year.
I would say that everybody in agriculture had a pretty strong year. We work hard to build relationships, and we have great representation in Atlanta with the different organizations that we're all a part of and the coalition that we have. I think rural areas of Georgia had a large focus throughout the year, so that's always a positive. Anytime they're thinking about us in a good light, we like it. And so agriculture tried to capitalize on that momentum. There was a lot of things we worked on. There was a bill that we were working on with other partners to try to have some protection for our livestock producers. We have a lot of folks that are not as familiar with food and animal production that see what we do on farms and may not understand it. And so what this bill would do is, before any type of animal cruelty case, the charges would be pressed, they would have to consult with a food animal veterinarian that was a part of the state of Georgia, whether it be the Department of Ag or the University of Georgia. They would have to consult with them before pressing any of these charges on a livestock producer dealing with animal cruelty. Now, what we want to do with that is not just have a free opportunity for anyone to mistreat animals, because we think that that's never a good thing. We don't condone that in any way, but we do understand that more and more people are removed from the farm and they don't really understand what we do as livestock producers, and we want to have that extra layer of protection for our producers.
You know, it's a kind of a case where I know you spend a lot of time there, but there's also your annual biscuit breakfast that gives you a chance for producers to get up there and they get to talk with some of their representatives too. Yeah.
We do. Our legislative steak biscuit breakfast is one of the highlights of the legislative session. Our legislators look forward to it all year round, and usually that's the lead question when we walk into a room is, when are those biscuits coming? So this year we had well over 50 cattle producers come up. We gave out 500 biscuits to legislators and their staff. You know, it's an exciting time. And it usually falls when there's some key legislation being discussed. I know this year our state biscuit breakfast was followed right along with the discussion around gate cards, and that was extremely important to us to make sure that program stayed viable for cattle producers and all farmers throughout Georgia, and that fell right in line with our biscuit breakfast. And that's why it's so important for producers to get involved, come to events that are put on, and talk to your legislators, because it really is impactful.
But it's also important for them to know their legislators at home too and be in touch with them that way too.
Yes, we always encourage our members to get to know their legislators, get to know who represents them. Sometimes the legislative process can seem like it's closed doors and things go along like that, but these guys and ladies are really giving of their time. They're public servants, and they want to know what you think. And if we're not the ones that are out there telling our story, someone else is going to do it, and it's usually not going to be how we want that story told. So we encourage all of our members to call their representatives, go to any meetings they can, and let them know how their decisions impact the cattle industry.